I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
With Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Welcome along to the podcast. Rebecca Morse, do you like a good margarita?
Well, that's why they call it the happy hour. I'm drinking one right now. Can't you see it?
No, I can't, actually.
It's a mini margarita.
Well, but tomorrow night,
yes.
What we're going to do, because the Garden of Unearthly Delights is going great guns at the moment, right? So why don't we, tomorrow night, we're going to do a little midweek margarita. So what we need to do, if you're listening, go to safm.com.au. You can sneak into the garden with us. We'll have a few margaritas just to get your Tuesday night going, and then into a show, and we might see a little bit of magic.
Yeah, Charlie Caper. Mm. Now, people who listen to the show regularly would know Magic Mark, your alter ego. Where you pick the colour and make of someone's car just based on some questions, and you pick this up in the garden. When you go and see Charlie Caper the magician, will there be any sort of like chest puffing, like who's more magic, like who's got a bigger wand?
Yeah. Well, you know, isn't it called the Magic Circle? And that is the elite group of magicians in the world. Ooh. And you get invited into the Magic Circle. Not sure if Charlie's made it there yet, but that is where the very best. Your Copperfields. Your Houdinis,
I imagine. your
Houdinis. I imagine he would have been part of the
have
magic circle.
Have you had an invite? Is this what you're saying?
I haven't, but it is a very elite.
Only a matter of time.
Only a matter of probably time.
For you're
be,
in the
it?
Magic circle.
Absolutely. Have you been in the magic circle before?
No,
I was once in a magic circle on a footy trip, but I'm not quite sure what you're talking about.
Charlie Caper, Magical, proudly presented by the Garden of Unearthly Delights, the heart of the Adelaide Fringe. You want to come along and join us tomorrow night, safm.com.au
for your chance. Some stuff disappeared. I think it was Dignity and a few other things. But...
Let's get into the podcast, Beck and Soda on SAFM.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
How was your weekend, Soats?
Not too bad at all. Thanks, Morsi.
Soats, that was a new one. I've done that one before.
It was good. I snuck in. We had the big work show on Friday night.
Yes.
In the Fringe. And then I snuck back in on Sunday last night to go and see Tom Gleeson.
Oh. You keep saying you snuck in.
Yeah.
You make it sound like you're scaling a fence.
You jump the fence.
You're just going through the front entrance.
I won't tell you about that little hack where you can, because you can get in a bit of trouble with that.
Yeah.
But it came through and went to see Tom Gleeson last night. I thought it would be appropriate to take Felix along.
Yeah, I think he's pretty PG, isn't he?
He was good, yeah. I mean, he dropped a couple of bombs here and there.
Yeah, he hears that at home.
It was quite funny because as we were walking in the garden, this lady was walking out. She had this massive red balloon, right? Huge balloon.
What, was she it?
No, she wasn't a clown at all. She wasn't Pennywise. Anyway, and Felix walked past. He goes, geez, I love that balloon. She goes, do you want it? And he goes, sure. And she gave it to him, this old lady, right? Mm. So we're sitting there for Tom Gleeson. We're up the top, up the back. Anyway, and you know, you wait for sort of 10 minutes, the crowd's all there and everyone's looking around. Felix smacked the balloon out into the middle of the crowd.
Oh,
and
no.
I've gone, oh dear. So it was like being at the cricket with a beach ball, right? And this red balloon is being knocked around. Then the crowds go, whoa, hitting the balloon. And then it got hit on the stage and you hear boom and they knock it back. Anyway, this is going on for like 5 minutes. Fascinated the crowd.
Mm.
Anyway, the lady comes over that's front of house and she goes, all right, I need the balloon. Everyone's going boo, boo, right? And Felix is out the back going, look what I've started. I've gone, just do not stand up. Just sit in the corner.
Don't claim it.
Anyway, then you hear, Tom's not coming out until the balloon's gone.
You held the show up.
Seriously.
You child.
And then Tom Gleeson walks out and he goes, right, I wish Dickhead brought in a balloon. And Felix has put his hand up and going, pull your hand down.
Oh, my God.
So essentially he goes, seriously, who brought in a balloon? Because it actually kept everyone entertained. It was quite enjoyable.
The pre-show.
This is the same child who heckled Thanasi Kokkinakis.
He did. At the tennis.
I witnessed it.
What do you mean?
Like, well, Thanasi Kokkinakis, you know how quiet the tennis can be at Memorial Drive. This was last summer. And Thanasi's bouncing the ball. You know, you... Just before he goes to serve me here, we love you, cock. And Thanasi stops and just starts laughing and looks up and then shakes his head.
I don't know whether he put the U in there. I don't know. I think it was naughtier than that. Anyway.
We've had enough.
Anyway, so disturbed enough.
He's one to watch that child.
Yeah, just be careful, mate.
And then at the end, the lady confiscated. When we left, they had the balloon out the front. They gave it back to him. So we're walking through the garden to get something to eat. And about three people come up and they said, oh, great idea with the balloon, mate. And he's that happy. He's excited.
Oh, well done.
If we see Tom Gleeson, do not talk about
Don't
the red balloon.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
So I have some exciting personal news, and I want you to be the first one to know.
Fantastic. Well, please share.
It's big. Mm-hmm. It's big news for me. I have a new toothbrush.
What?
I have a new toothbrush. I got an electric toothbrush.
Oh, game changer.
Yes. My dentist told me I should get one to help with my brushing and getting into those hard to reach places. And I've been holding off because I didn't want it to change the aesthetic of my bathroom.
So you weren't worried about the condition of your teeth and your gums?
I wasn't worried about my oral hygiene. I was worried about my bench top.
You were happy to have gingivitis as long as you had a clean bench. Is that essentially what we're talking about?
Because my daughters have got one, and there's an ugly little charger that it sits on the bench. And then every time I go in there, the cord's all tangled up with their hair and their bobby pins, and it's
clutter.
It's clutter. Anyway, guys, community service announcement. I found a cordless one, haven't I?
So how do you charge it?
Well, you do have to charge it and plug it in. But once it's charged, you can put the cord away and just leave it on your benchtop.
Oh,
and
God.
It is this gorgeous pistachio green. Like, it's lovely. Like, it's really pleasing. And you can get it also in pink as well. I did struggle. I thought the pink, though. No, I went with the green and I couldn't be happier. And the brush. Yeah. I am looking forward to brushing my teeth. It is an absolute
joy.
We.
We're really looking forward to it because the halitosis in this small studio is
no, the tartar's gone. The bathroom bench is looking great. Guys, I couldn't be happier.
What's a electric toothbrush sting you nowadays?
It wasn't cheap. I think it was like $70.
For a toothbrush?
Toothbrush.
but you could have bought 4 years' supplies of Colgate.
But it comes with two heads.
Well, you've got to replace them, though.
I'm happy. With my electric toothbrush. You wait till you see this colour on my bench top. I might even get towels to match it now. It might be my new colour of choice. I told you I was excited.
Oh, my dear.
I knew you'd be excited.
You know, look at your teeth.
Rare.
It doesn't really work, does it?
No, it's not working.
Thanks, guys, for your support. Right.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Let's do this.
Beck and Soda are heading around the world.
Rightio, I want to take you to... have a look. Oh, Singapore.
Singapore, lovely.
I'm going to take you to Singapore.
Taylor's playing there at the moment. Are we going to go see Taylor?
No, I'm going to introduce you to a lady called Cheng Wing Lee. Mm-hmm. I'm just Googling Cheng Wing Lee just to get a bit of a visual of her because I need to see... What she look? Oh yeah, okay. She's only a slip of a thing.
Yep.
Okay. Right. Very, very small Singaporean woman. She's an influencer, Beck. So you may well have come across some of her work. Now, what she's done is she's a little short on cash, so she decided to create a little business on the side. And for £237 a pop, or around about 460 Australian dollars, you can buy a little piece of Cheng Wing Lee.
What's she selling?
She's selling her farts. Seriously, right? It says...
Say what?
She's got an online shop and it's called Scents and Stuff, right? Every bottle is made by Kiara is her online name. So Cheng Wing Lee goes by Kiara. Exclusively for you and sealed with love, you can finally now know what she smells like.
What?
Seriously.
Can you
£237.
And people are buying this.
She's sold out.
She's sold out.
So she farts in a jar.
Yeah.
Seals it with love, of course, as they've said here, and then you can purchase them, which is remarkable.
Stays in there.
A 30-day guarantee.
Oh, okay.
So if you open it up,
guaranteed. it may make a bit of Cheng Wing Yee come out.
Okay.
Look, she's not the first person. She's not really an innovator because Stephanie Matto, she was doing a similar thing and she was selling hers for £750 a jar.
Oh, what makes her farts more valuable?
Well, probably because they came from Stephanie. So that's around about $1,400 Australian dollars. She put together 50 jars in a week and she was selling them out. So she's making over $1 million a year from people wanting to buy her farts.
I'll give you one for free. Right now, if you want.
You bottle a little bit of Rebecca Morse.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine what they go for.
That's like lentils.
It would be disgusting. Well,
I had pesto last night. Can you get the basil?
Stephanie Matto, she actually had to go to the hospital because she was becoming very ill because she started to work her diet out so that she could produce more because she was getting a little greedy, wanted to produce more than the 50 jars a week. So she had to go to hospital and they had to do blood work and do an EKG because she thought she was having a heart attack. Then they discovered that she was drinking 3 protein shakes and a huge bowl of black bean soup every day trying to produce more farts.
How much for a shart?
That's too far.
I think they're £1,000. SAFM's Beck and Soda. There's a bit of news out and about. Beck, Super Bowl was on recently, and you know those big ads where they bring all the big stars in and
like
so
Jennifer
forth?
Yeah, like Jennifer Aniston was doing one for Uber Eats.
Yep. Well, there is a new ad that's just been released last night, and, well, it's an answer to try and get Australia's version of your Super Bowl ad. There are 20 sports stars appearing in the one ad.
Big names.
All trying to name a new car, trying to make it iconic and Australian. Have a little listen.
What's that, Ned?
Kia's getting a ute.
Yeah? What's it called?
She'll call it the Kia Tugger.
I don't remember you kicking 1,000. The Kia Buddy.
If you want a name that really qualifies, surely the Kia Aloisi.
John Aloisi, Tugger, of course, is Steve Waugh, Buddy Franklin. So there's 20 of them in there, including Ash Barty, also Mackenzie Arnold, the goalkeeper for the Matildas. Very heavily New South Wales, Queensland, Beck. Because
it's very rugby league, isn't it? A few of the faces I didn't recognise.
Of the 20, 7 of them are rugby league aligned. But Damien Oliver's in there. Oh, Jess Watson, of course, who sailed around the world. Mark Opelupo, of course, the surfer. So, yeah, there's plenty of them on there. Kerry O'Keefe in there as well, too. It got me thinking, look, that would have cost a lot of money because they're trying to come up with the Australian nicknames that everyone has and then trying to work out the new name for this particular car, this ute that they are releasing.
Oliver. Do they pay them all the same or do you get paid on what kind of a big deal? Like, does Ash Barty get the most money? Cause...
Well, potentially she'd be up there, but you would think certainly the bigger names would get the bigger coin. But they're looking for iconic Australian sporting moments. I noticed that there was no, they haven't put the Hopperwadi in. I mean, that was a big moment. In Australian sport?
Yes, it was. Never forget. I think I haven't seen a big iconic ad like this for a while. I feel like we see less of those, I guess, in the age of streaming when people can skip ads and stuff. I haven't seen an ad like this for a while, one that really sticks in your head.
What else sticks in your head?
Oh, got a call from Mr. Fryer. He's bringing round a buyer. The kitchen looks a fright from our little do last night. Although I felt quite sickly, I had to clean it quickly. Spray and wipe all purpose can clean up every surface. Spray and wipe, sir, breeze. Because it cuts through to us, breeze. I still have every word of it.
Really stuck in your head.
Yeah, let's see.
Got a call from Mr. Fryer. He's bringing round a buyer. The kitchen looked a fright from the little do last night.
How long's that for? That's got to be...
It's got to be 30 years.
30
and
years?
And I, word for word, can recite it.
Wow.
Well, it's Paula Duncan from Cop Shop.
Yeah,
remember
that
TV
that
show?
God,
there'd be no one listening.
Okay, 1991.
Wow.
And I still remember.
Is that what it was?
Every word of that ad.
Obviously, this company, what is it, the Kia Ute, they think they're going to get something similar. I don't think they will off the back of this, particularly because a lot of the people aren't so well known here. What else sticks in your head? I know it was a great ad. Not Happy Jan.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one for the Yellow Pages?
All of those Yellow Pages ones. G-O. Remember that one?
Yeah, because they become part of vernacular. And that's what you actually really want, isn't it? If you're going to do an ad like that, you'd want that sort of impact. What is the one ad that is stuck in your head for life?
Yeah, what about Ripperita as well?
Oh, Ripperita.
Ripperita, that was Eda Margarine.
It was. Yep, that's right. She was in the school canteen, wasn't she, Rita?
Yeah, and the Colgate one with the
Mrs. Clark used to snap the chalk. That's it.
We had the Cadbury one, where glass and a half.
Yeah, full cream.
And the gorilla playing the drums.
Mm. What is the most iconic ad that you can recall?
Mm-hmm. Hev from Cowan Dealer, what's yours?
Morning. How can you not forget aeroplane jelly?
Kev, you're showing your age, mate.
It's a bit old.
Can you sing it?
I like aeroplane jelly.
Hey, good on you, Kevy. Well played, mate. Very nice indeed.
What about Rhonda and Katoot? Hot like a sunrise.
Oh, yes.
What was that up for?
Amy, car insurance.
Yes.
Ooh, no, yeah. Amy.
Oh, gosh.
Was it?
What was it?
It hasn't done its job then, has it?
I don't know. It's definitely car insurance.
No.
Oh, geez, I don't know which brand.
What was it?
What is that iconic ad that you have got stuck in your brain?
Miles from North Adelaide. What is it?
Cotty's Cordial.
Oh, Miles, give us a little bit.
Come on.
My dad picks the fruit that goes to Cotty's that makes the cordial that I like best.
My dad picks the Miles, word perfect.
Yeah.
That I like best.
And then, Miles, did you have a naughty one as well? My picks it, his nose, goes to Snotties. Yeah, Miles remembers that, so I just give him a funny look. Thank you, Miles.
Well done.
Were you a straighty 180? You didn't sing that as a rebellious child? No? Okay. Tracy and Hackham, what's the ad you remember?
Suburban taxis from the early 90s.
What was that? How did that go?
Yeah.
How do you get where you want to go? Just call the number we all know. 211-8882. Call Suburban Taxis. 211-8882.
Oh, Trace.
Wow.
How good's that? How many times did you call that after a late night out?
One or two times.
Oh, yeah. Nobody saw Uber coming back in those days, did they? Good one, Trace. Yeah. All those numbers you remember, like Pizza Hut delivery, 131-166. 131-166. 131-166. Pizza Hut delivery. Mm.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda. Just another Mum Fail Monday. Mum Fail Monday.
Yep.
Oh, I usually do this well enough myself. Why are you taking it over? I'm nervous.
Well, because I was given some information over the weekend, and I want to just check in with this because I'm concerned about the welfare of someone under your guidance. So you have got an exchange student from Japan. Her name is Akari.
Yes,
right?
I do.
And she has, well, been put into your responsibility for how long?
3 months.
Right. How many months down are we?
We're about 1 month in.
Right, and are you enjoying the experience?
She is a little delight.
Right, tell us what you've done with her. How have you introduced her to Australia so far?
She, if I can just toot my own horn, has been pretty lucky with us because we took her to Pink.
Oh, yeah?
We've taken her to the Fringe. Mm-hmm. We're taking her to WOMAD next weekend.
Wow.
I think we've taken her to the beach nearly every day.
Okay.
I think she's having a good time.
And how have you sort of instilled Australian culture and everyday, you know, great family principles in her? What sort of things just without having to take her to events?
Well, she's learned a lot of Australian slang and swearing from being
good.
Around me.
Yeah.
I've cooked her some great traditional Australian meals like burrito bowls.
That's good. Yeah. Well,
I've taken her to Sushi Train.
Well, that would have been a new experience for her.
We made onigiri, a Japanese meal at home. I think she likes us.
So essentially, it's going pretty well.
Yeah. So I don't know where you're going with this.
Very comfortable with what you've been doing. You're keeping her very fulfilled with a whole range of different activities and programs.
I'm doing her washing daily. She leaves a little bag out for me, and I'm washing, which I don't do for my own children.
Right. Does she wear the school uniform to the school?
Yes, yeah, she does. She's got the uniform, our school uniform. That
Right.
Wash that for her.
So all that's going really well.
Yes.
Yeah, well, why did someone over the weekend, an acquaintance of mine said to me that, essentially you've been outsourcing the care of Akari to him and his family.
Okay, so.
So hang on. You're responsible for looking after this young lady, and I'm sure that there's been some sort of contract sorted out. Why is she not spending time on weekends at your house?
Well, before we took her into our care, we booked the trip to Sydney for Taylor Swift, and I did look at airfares to bring her with us, but it was exorbitantly expensive. So I just asked another family from the school who had their own exchange student if they could take ours for one weekend.
To do the job. So you actually asked them to do the job for you.
So that was a couple of weekends ago. Well, that was just the one.
Okay, and then what happened on the weekend just gone?
Well, it was supposed to be one weekend. And then this beautiful family said, we are taking our exchange student to Kangaroo Island weekend just gone because we think that would be a wonderful experience for her to see some animals and some wildlife. Would you like us to take your exchange student on that experience as well? And who am I to deny her Kangaroo Island?
That's
so I said, well, if you don't mind, you can have her again.
So you've handballed her 2 weekends in a row. You are outsourcing care.
I'm just enriching her experience by exposing her to other families.
Did you have things on?
You're the host, mum.
All right, you can stay out of it.
Host.
What are you doing? Want her to have the best experience while she's here, and if that's not my family every weekend, then that's better for her, to be honest.
What about when she has to write a report and she's had so much great time and experience with this other family and then there's nothing from the Morses?
I will have to play catch-up quite dramatically in the next month.
Do you get an allowance for her? You're keeping the bloody money too. You're outsourcing her and you're profiting from it. This is like human trafficking.
I'm going to give them the money. I'm going to give her some money for the food.
They've had to pay for her to go to Kangaroo Island. What
I'm
is going on?
I'm not money laundering. I'm not running an exchange student scam to make
sounds
cash.
Like exactly what you're doing.
Sounds like a good deal.
I think it's time to stand up, or I might have to have a chat to the exchange program into your school.
Do you want her for a weekend?
Siobhan from Roxby Downs. G'day, Siobhan. Have you been doing a bit of outsourcing yourself?
Yeah, absolutely, guys. I have full support of the stuff to do way of living because I managed to outsource someone to come and spray the weeds in my front yard with weed killer that I bought from Woolworths.
Oh, right.
So really top level stuff.
Right, so it wasn't, you didn't actually get a gardener to come in and do it. You just went and bought the stuff and then what? Flick someone a couple of bucks to do it for you.
Yeah, I reckon I paid maybe 3 times the amount for the weed killer than like to give to the person to spray the weeds. Purely just because I had stuff to do too.
Yeah. Siobhan, would you be interested in showing a Japanese exchange student around Roxby Downs? Because Beck's looking to palm her off this weekend.
It's a real riveting place to come. So,
but there are no weeds.
No weeds. Brooke from Largs Bay, what did you outsource?
I outsourced a bottle of Fanta a couple of years ago.
What happened?
So I did not want to put on pants.
Okay.
It was an hour that only the service stations were open, and I used something like Uber or Menulog, and I spent $17 getting my Fanta.
On a bottle of Fanta? Yeah.
Yes.
Were you hungover?
No, but we do think I was pregnant at the time, but I didn't know at the time.
Yeah. But
that's speculation.
Look, it's a personal choice if you don't want to wear pants, so well done.
Yeah, nice.
$17 bottle of Fanta.
That's a real Fanta craving.
Terry from Para Vista. Terry, what did you outsource? Terry, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you outsource?
Sorry, I actually paid my 11-year-old to change my toddler's bum.
That's good. Yeah. That's, you're teaching them responsibility.
He just kept hassling me for money, and I said for each poo that he wiped, he could have $10.
That's good coin.
How long did he last?
He only done 3.
That's not bad, though. $30.
They were a little bit gross, so he'd had enough, and he stopped.
It is a little gross.
Welcome to being a mum.
How would you know?
SAFM's Beck and Soda, 6 to 9 weekdays. SAFM.